Guys, we hear a lot of rhetoric from the coaches during the week about the opposing team, that they are great, they are deep, they are dangerous, they are formidable. I think Bill Belichick actually meant it this week when he said to the Philadelphia media during his weekly conference call that the Eagles' special teams, the best that New England will face. There have been some hiccups along the way here for the Eagles, particularly in punt protection and in the punt return game. But for the most part, Bill Belichick really respects what the Eagles do under Dave Phipp on special teams.
You know, spent a lot of time here on the Eagles the last couple of days, obviously. You know, this is a pretty impressive group. I think there's a lot of very talented players on this team. They're really strong in all three phases of the game. Special teams is probably the best unit we faced all year. They led the league in special teams last year, and I'm sure they'll be right up there again this season. They have great returners, you know, with Huff and Sproles. Good specialists, a really good cover team, good return team, good rush team, punt blocks, field goal blocks. They make a lot of plays. They put a lot of pressure on you on every play, so you just can't really afford any mistakes at all, because they're always you know, right there to take advantage of them. So, but I'd say the biggest thing with their offense is they make you defend the whole field. You know, they run from sideline to sideline, they run up the middle. They throw deep, they throw outside, they throw inside, they throw short catch and run plays, they throw balls that are over top behind the defense, they throw the intermediate routes, the over routes, the in cuts, you know, the outside scissors, sail type routes. So there's really, you know, nothing that you can say, well, we don't have to really worry about this or that. You do, because they run it inside, they run it outside, they throw it short, middle, deep. You know, they have a lot of misdirection plays, so you can't over-pursue, because they have plays that, you know, force you to defend the backside of the plays.
Bill, you know, you've known Chip a little while now, and a lot was made when he came in from Oregon and took over the Eagles' job. Anything about the way he's installed his program or the way his team has played that surprised you, you know, maybe impressed you?
Yeah, I mean, sure, we practiced against them for 2 years, so we didn't do it this year, but, you know, in being, you know, it's different when you look at a team on film and play them as opposed to, you know, being on the field with them for, you know, multiple days at their facility, or, you know, just kind of seeing a lot more, a lot closer look at the team. I mean, that really is preparation, practice, and then you see a game. But, yeah, I mean, I think they do a lot of great things. Learned a lot from them. Some of the things that they've done in their program, we've been able to, you know, adapt to ours. I'm not saying ours is theirs, but you take an idea or you take a concept that they're using, and, you know, if it's something that you like, maybe you figure out a way to integrate it into yours, even though it's the same idea, but maybe it's done a little bit differently because of the way you're set up, or, you know, whatever the circumstances are. I don't know, but yeah. So it's been definitely things like that. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Chip. I think he runs a great, great program. You know, he's smart. All three areas of his team are I think, well constructed, well put together. They play very well. They play competitively on a consistent basis. And like I said, we've practiced against them. I've been very impressed with the way that that operation's run. And we've definitely taken some things from it, no question.
All right, guys, we're near kickoff. Bill Belichick, Chip Kelly on opposite sidelines. The Patriots obviously are hugely favored to win this game. Let's see if the Eagles can rise to the occasion and get to 5-7 and back in the thick of things in the NFC East.